Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Spilt Milk Podcast. It's your boy, IR Him. Want to say thank you so much to everybody that's been tuned in, everybody that subscribed. We're back in the building.
Hey, bro.
I got two of my brothers with me. You know what I'm saying? I got Moose drinking Coke like it's wine in the cup. You know what I mean? Yeah, my man got the Coke in the white glass.
Telling you, this, I call it cognac Coke. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Cognac Coke.
What's cognac?
Isn't that like dark liquor? I think that's what it is, right? I'm not sure. Like, you're acting like I'm an aficionado of.
But dog, you can't. Oh no, bro.
I'm just saying, you know.
Oh my God. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you good?
Alhamdulillah.
Hi.
Hey, introduce yourselves.
Oh, you said introduce yourself. You know who it is, yeah. Man. It's the one and only, the chosen one, baby. It's FB in the house. I'm back at it. You already know. And I'm with my brothers. You feel me? Feeling good, feeling right.
I see you.
What's good though? Who's you, my nigga?
Well, listen, you know who it is. The one and only. Uh-huh. Your boy, your man. Okay. Most in the building. You know what I mean? The golden palm.
Man like. Okay.
Okay.
Yo, hold on. I want to shout out to all my
golden plump niggas out there in the world.
No, why? Stop. I just got the continue, brother.
Duh. I don't even know what to call them, my nigga. Like them UK niggas, the British niggas. You know what I'm saying?
The bruv niggas.
All the bruvs.
Yeah, the bruvs
in it. The bruvs in them in it niggas. You know? Talking shit about Trump and all that. From time.
So ironic, bro.
Yeah. So
ironic. Oh my God. How could you guys let this happen? All right, I got to say in the UK accent. I can't even. Hold up. How would they say it?
I don't let. What? Bro,
how could you do that, bruv? You know, like, y'all niggas got Boris.
The funny thing is, Boris is like Boris. A bootleg Trump. He look like niggas. Trump had a cold or the flu constantly.
Man, I was about to say something crazy.
Tell me who's Boris.
Boris Johnson is this Trump British guy who literally won the election by 2 million votes.
God.
It was 2.7 million votes.
That's a lot though, right?
That's a lot. Okay. And they had a higher voter turnout than we did. I mean, we're bigger than them, of course, you know, but they had 64% of the population come out to vote.
Okay, so hold up. Do we know what's like the total like population that voted or whatever? Did they give that like that metric?
It don't matter,
see,
bro.
Mad people voted. Those percentages, but dog, he won by 2 million votes, bro.
And he's like Trump?
That's not a lot.
My dog is worse than Trump. Yo, his dad was on an interview talking about like if you're a fighter jet. Fly like pilot. You shouldn't wear the burqa.
What?
My dog was literally wilding on a BBC interview like this, cause like it's not even funny. Like I'm just laughing at you guys' reaction, low key.
That's not who he said that.
His dad, bro. I'm telling you, like my man's like.
Isn't his dad like 90 or something? Cause he's like 60 himself.
Dog.
His dad is still alive. That's crazy. That's the crazy thing. That's a plot twist right there.
My guy is crazy.
But no, the UK niggas are funny though. UK niggas are hilarious, bro.
You're about to be like us. You're about to pay $30 to hold your baby.
Shout out to all my UK folks out there in the world. You know what I'm saying?
No.
We support y'all.
Because I remember my cousin sent me a text when Trump got elected. And they said, hey, you can move in here, bro. Like, you know, we got space. You can move here.
We got to come for you to marry.
And now.
They can't even come here, bro. We got a Muslim ban. They can't come here.
Why is it funny?
That's definitely not funny.
Stop, for the love, bro. We're so sad, bro. We are just sad, bro. But
what's the worst that can happen? I mean,
what do you think, though? Like, is that, like, you got India popping? You know, there's a trend, bro.
Yeah, I feel like Trump started this thing that's crazy. Like, I think it started in France where there was a lady, I believe, that was running that was like mad, just shorty was mad. Like, she sounded just like Trump. And then the UK and then India that's like, is a president, is it
Netherlands, Moody? Italy,
Brazil, the president they got.
Brazil.
And the reason why they're all the same is like, they all are like extremist and they're like super left and they hate Muslims and that's like their attack. And it's crazy how like everybody hate us. Everybody want to be like us. It's cool though. You know, they say when the more successful you become, the more haters you get. So, hey, charge it to the game.
You know, it's funny, right? It's that like how things just like repeat like often in history. You know what I mean?
Like history like, repeats itself.
Yeah, yeah. You look at like.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Obviously. Come on.
Okay.
You're letting a man talk?
You're coming from right now. Mm-hmm. Yo, somebody get the chosen one. Like you look at like back in the day, right? Where they had like fascism. Like growing, right? Like mm-hmm. in Italy and like Germany and all that stuff. It was like a trend, right? Like this was popping up. It's the same thing happened now. You know what I mean? It's a different, it's the same, you know, agenda in a sense, right? Like not being able to be intolerant, like, you know, not being open to other people's way of thinking, you know, culture, et cetera, and all that. You know what I mean? So it's the modern day version of it, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely. Like you have Mesut Ozil, right? The Arsenal soccer player who put up something on his social media pages talking about the Muslims that are being persecuted and put in concentration camps and being forced to eat pork and all those things, right? And then you have
and that's Arsenal. Another episode itself, by the way. We didn't forget definitely, about our brothers.
Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely. And then Arsenal Football Club came out and said, yo, we don't hold the same political view. You know what I'm saying? Like,
be a good old boy and just play football.
You know, they tried to separate themselves from, you know, Ozil's comments being that, you know, they have businesses in China and so on and so forth. And they're just like, yo, Ozil, relax, bro, relax. You know? So like business, the dollar right now is kind of like, you know, money is a thing when it comes to like undermining what's actually happening in the world. And it's just like, yo, dog, like don't speak up because we could lose potential business partners in this mass genocide that's happening in China. Mm. You know what I mean? So like, do you guys feel like when it comes to this hate, right? These ideals, is it just purely hate or is it fueled by other things?
I think it's like a mixture of the two. You know what I mean? I think there's like money involved, right? And there's like monetary reasons for some of these folks taking these type of stands. But there is some hate to it, right? I think there's a lot of like, there's a thing to like, well, society today, right? We're all about like, hey, you know, you have to say the nice thing, you know, don't say what you really mean, whatever, you know what I mean? So I think that like added to it, then added fuel to it where folks are like, yo, I don't feel like I'm able to say what I want to say without getting in trouble. So then you get these people that are like saying these outlandish shit. And they're like, you know what? I might not believe what they're saying fully, but like at least they're saying some of the things I believe in, some of the things that I am thinking about or want to say out loud. They say it for me. So I'm going to support this person individually. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it is hate though, for sure.
FB, what do you think? Is it just pure hate?
I think the thing is like, this is not new. Like it's been like that for a long ass time. It's been like that since the Iraq War. It's been like that since 9/11. I don't know. You tell me I believe in conspiracies. I tell you it's all framed. The US is not dumb enough to do that. And I'm going to speak my shit to be honest. Because, you know, when you listen, like I listened to Planet Money, right? This NPR podcast that talked about how there was a documentation that there was a person that escaped ISIS and how the person was like, yo, these people that came and took over our city, like everyone spoke English. Everyone was like, didn't want the generic Arabic stuff. Like they seemed foreigners. Like they were Americans. They were like military people more than they were like extremist. And then there's people that say, yo, everything was funded by people that the higher power to actually like format this thing to cause an issue. Why did they? Think about 9/11, right? So like Saddam, like when they found Osama bin Laden, all of a sudden Obama comes into the office. He finds, Obama comes into the office. He finds Osama bin Laden, kills him, and throws his body into the in the sea. And he says, "Oh yeah, we're done with him." But then when they found Saddam Hussein, they slaughtered him in front of everybody on Eid al-Adha, which is the day where we slaughter goat. So, what? My man just came into office. How you find him? Bush went all the way to Iraq and all these places trying to find these people. And yo, we're going to war. But everybody had monetary value. They wanted to get oil. They wanted to get all these needs from them. So when we talk about monetary needs that we wanted to get from these people, it was always like that.
Yeah,
but so like what, like so I hear you, but when it comes to like banning Muslims and like concentration camps and feeding people alcohol and making them eat pork, where's the money in that?
Yo, isn't that pure hate? Right.
Let me answer that.
Yeah.
So like in Eritrea, right? The first person that started, and some of the people in Shaabia would tell you, like people that are pro-government would tell you this is a lie, whatever. But the first person that actually rose and actually fought the Ethiopians, his name was Hamid Idris Awate. He was a Muslim guy. There's a lot of my family that are Muslim that passed in that war, right? And why I say that is because Muslims, we don't tolerate bullshit. So in any other country, we always were the one that problematic because we challenge everything. We say, you know what? We'll die for the cause of speaking up because that's what we're raised. That's our deen. And in China, that was exactly what was happening to some degree. And that's a different episode. I'm not going to get into it. But that's one thing. And then you see that, oh, these people have money. And then you have this thing that is like, oh, we have a raise of like an increase of people joining the KKK and all this stuff. It's like, okay, well, let's cater to them. But then all the story, the whole narrative of hate towards us was fabricated. From the jump, from 9/11, for all this stuff, people were raised to go, you know what, I'm gonna be in the military because and go to Iraq and kill these people for no reason. I have a friend of mine who was in the military for 11 years. And he'd tell me the shit that he's seen when he was deployed in Iraq or Palestine or like all these places that he's been to, or Afghanistan. And he's like, he was a captain, and he's like, some of the people with me were just like, they were ready just to kill. That was the first instinct.
Of course. I mean, like, you're going to war, right? They got there to die.
But he was like, it wasn't part of our training like that at the end of the day. Like, you're supposed to, like, when you find someone, he's like, we found, like, he was telling me a story of a guy that they were chasing. And he ran into a mosque, and half of his team was saying, let's go in there and shoot everybody in the mosque. And he was saying, no. And as a captain, he was looked like a punk in front of his team. But he's like, I need to talk to the imam, bring him out. De-escalate, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm saying is the generational, that shit that built up over the years, over all the stuff that built up, now we have Trump. Now we have Moody. Because now people are getting elected for the hate of all this buildup that was fabricated from the jump.
Yeah, but like also like nothing brings people more together than somebody like a common enemy or somebody that they can be like, yo, they're the cause of our issue. They're the cause of our problem, right? You take a look at like what Hitler did with the Jewish folks, right? So he's like, yo, these are the people that are the reason why you poor. These are the reason why you are broke, you know what I mean? It's their fault, right? So in this day and age, I think it's starting to become like the Muslims are like the, you know.
Muslims, huh?
Yeah, the Muslims are the ones that are the reasons why everything's going to shit, you know what I'm saying? Why you're losing your jobs because there's new technology, you know what I mean? Or shit like that.
Do you guys feel like there's a shift in American media now? Ever since we got, you know, Halima Aden in the tabloids and all that, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like there's a shift? I'm gonna give you guys an example. Something that I've been noticing is that a lot of shows, the bad guys, a lot of the new shows, the bad guys are not from Chechnya anymore.
They're from Afghanistan. Or,
they're not from Afghanistan either.
They're not. They're from Russia, right?
And they're Russian. A lot of the new shows. I know y'all. If you guys haven't been watching Watchmen, wake up. Watch Watchmen. Wake up. There's a lot of new shows on Netflix that are KKK based, white supremacy based, Russian in nature. Stranger Things, the new season. Where is Hopper at? He's in Russia. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, do you guys feel like the media is kind of shifting a little bit, at least here?
Right now.
Like a new group of people that we're going to unite against. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And this is exactly what's happening. It's 10 years ago, it was opposite. Who was the bad man?
Every show was
an Arab guy. Blabbering a little bit, just saying some dumb shit and people thinking it's Arabic with subtitles in the bottom. Right? But that's how it was for a while. Now they built that hate. Now they're good. We're winning. Khalas. We're getting presidents because of that hate. What else is there? Now it's like on to the next group. And now let's actually perceive this image. People are not, these countries or these shows or like these media companies are not planning for tomorrow. They're planning for 100 years in advance. Through the strategic marketing, the strategic planning is not for tomorrow. They're way ahead of the game. So when this actually starts, and it's like what you see is what you start to believe, you know? You become what you think about, right? So if you think about, if you see this thing and you start to think about it, you become, and yeah, we can start to say these people that are developing hate against us are to blame, but they're just consumers of this media.
They're basically being
brainwashed,
like fed and brainwashed. I mean, that's kind of, you're right, 100%.
And I have this conversation all the time with people that are not. And they're like, oh, the Muslims, you're like Saudi Arabia. It's like, how dare you like oppress women and this and that. And I'm like, listen, Maji, like if you understand the value of a woman in our actual religion, you would want to be a Muslim.
100%. I mean, people confuse cultural things with what the religion, you know what I mean? Like, you know, in Saudi Arabia, they have some cultural specific things that they do that aren't specific to the religion, you know what I'm saying? There's that misconception there, you know what I mean?
Facts. So we're going to pivot a little bit. So we're going to move on to the next segment. And there's this thing that I've been seeing on Twitter a lot. And I don't even know who the hell came up with this. But the quote goes, choose people that you know will choose you.
What?
Choose people that you know will choose you.
As in like on a basketball pickup game type of thing?
Yeah, don't pick up the niggas that didn't pick you.
What if you try to win though?
You know Moose the last one getting picked, right?
Never that.
Every time. Yeah, last time he's the only 6'5" nigga and he's the last one getting picked.
What? Last time I hooped the Moose, wallahi, we ran it.
100%. I mean, one game, right?
Wallahi, we ran it. What? Was it LA Fitness? Which one was it at?
It was Lifetime, bro.
Lifetime. Ran it. Oh. I'm not even a hooper. I'm the best non-hooper of all time, by the way.
You ran it, huh?
This man was looking like Seth Curry out here, bro.
Wallahi.
Yeah, little dark skin ball Seth Curry.
Yo, dog, you need to cook those. Nah, Peter's going to be wilding on me. But what do you guys think? Like, so the quote basically is saying that surround yourself with people that are all about you, that you know are all about you.
Like when we say all about you, are we saying people with similar mind, similar like way of thought?
What do you think? Like, what does it mean to you?
I think people that like have the same drive as you. That's how I'm kind of, you know, reading it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes you don't need people that think like you. Sometimes you just, you know, you guys are just stagnant. If everybody's around you that thinks alike, talks alike, it's tough to like, you know, be innovative, you know what I'm saying? And turn your perspective on things. But I think if everyone has a drive, right? I think that will help fuel you, right? And you have to pick people that have a similar drive to help you push yourself forward. You know what I mean?
What about you, FB? What do you be driving?
You know what I'm saying? That foreign.
That race, you know what I mean?
Come on now. You can't mess with me. I got that, you know?
Black on black.
I'm ahead of the game. But no, I don't know if it's a self-centered thing, though, that question.
Does it sound like that, though?
Kind of does, but I don't know.
Sometimes you got to be selfish, though.
That's facts. You do. I don't know. It's about the way you were raised. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Facts.
But yeah, I mean, being around people that give you energy, being around people that want to be around you, people around people that like push you to be better, being around people that challenge your thinking. They just don't tell you like things that you want to hear.
Yeah, you don't want a yes man or a woman.
Yeah. You know? And that's the type of people you want to be around. But if you want to be around people that don't want you, why would you be around them?
No, but it's
like, I don't know. Your question is interesting, to be honest.
And the quote mm-hmm. says that who, you
who,
know.
Who put this quote?
I don't know, man. What? Some philosopher. What I don't know.
Philosopher. Great philosopher.
A lot of philosophers on Twitter, bro. You know what I mean? But it says, choose the people that you know will choose you. And I thought that was interesting.
I feel like when you're like down and out, you're down in the dirt, you know what I'm saying? Like you...
Who's going to bail you out if you get locked up?
100%.
Who would you call me?
Why are you laughing?
To bail you out if you got locked up.
If I got locked up? Yeah. I mean, why would I get locked up though?
So why'd you have to question it?
All right, let's say hypothetically speaking, I got locked up. Yeah. If I called you.
No, man. Like you have to think about that though. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I felt like you were like,
why would I
call you?
If I get locked up, I got locked up for like some white collar.
If I'm not on your favorite list,
I'm calling my lawyer.
You're not making it on my favorite list. I had to sit down, like, wallahi, one of my homies, I had to sit him down and be like, yo, add me right now. You're on my favorite, bro, because I'm picking up calls whenever it is. You better add me on your favorite list right now.
Send me that location.
Yeah, no need to that. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like,
if I'm not going to bail you out.
Then, because you wouldn't do the same thing. You know what I mean?
And this kind of podcast.
But guys, no, but you're right though, right? Like I think like when you're down and out, like I was saying, like it's who that person you'd call that bail you out. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And if that person is willing to do the same thing, then they're not gonna choose you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Vice versa.
The thing is choose people that would choose you. People that would vouch for you. People that would make dua for you when you're not there.
100%.
Like that's yeah. Would you make dua for them?
Especially in this day and age too though, right? Where like everybody's all about
me,
and like putting themselves before everybody else, you know what I'm saying? And putting that facade out, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Choose that person is going to put you forward, right?
But y'all niggas sound like a hurt corporate niggas, to be honest.
How? You just asked the question.
No, but I'm saying that because it's like in corporate America, of course, you have that self-centerism. You don't have that, you know, that teamwork isn't 100% always there. You know,
they don't need you.
I guess projecting a little.
They don't even need you.
Listen, you're just a number, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to corporate America, number one.
Thanks.
You just,
if you guys are projecting, that's it.
Ask your projection to be doing.
No, that I still though. People at work doesn't mean like they don't even relate to this quote you said. Like the quote is like, "Yo,
like, would you call a coworker
to bail you out?"
Hell no!
Come on, bro. Why not,
bro? Get rid of this dude. Come on now. I'm thinking of people right now in my head. I'm like, nah.
Would you call your manager? Be like, yo, bail me out. Yo, I thought about that when I was consulting, right? So when I was on the road. I was on the road and I was like in a different city and I was solo and I was late. I was out late. And I was like, damn, what happens if I get locked up right now?
Hey, yo, Mike, yo, I'm gonna need help right now.
You know what I'm saying? And like, who's gonna bail you out in a new city? No, you don't know anybody there. You're gonna call your manager to bail you out.
Shit. I mean, that manager better be your man's man, or your woman's woman's, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're gonna be in debt forever.
I'm not gonna lie. My old manager, I feel like
she would have bailed you out.
She would have bailed the nigga out.
She would have held that against you though.
No, she wouldn't. She would have kept it herself, I feel like. I feel like she would have gave me some dirt. She would have made fun of me. She would have like disappointed. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like I think she would have hooked the nigga out. Bailed the nigga out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but well, I think, that is so wild though. Who
that ass
at your job would bail you out?
But if any of my coworkers called me to bail them out, who the fuck are you calling the wrong number?
Yeah.
I get asked, what'd you do? Muhammad?
Oh my God, I know it.
No, but I don't know. I personally like, I could think of like one person maybe.
Me too.
Maybe.
I was like one person.
Okay, maybe. And they can be black.
Maybe. Yeah.
They're not black.
Yep. Yeah. Nah.
Okay, cool.
I'm the only black person.
My G. Well, I can go weeks. You know? I can go past many moons before I see somebody black, bro.
I mean, that's just Rochester, though. You know what I mean? I mean
facts. Not really, though. Not really.
I call that mayonnaise country.
Anyways, dog.
Mayonnaise country?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Oh, damn, that's fire.
No, but the illest. I was going to say something crazy. When Trump came to Rochester,
total price though.
I feel like low key voted for Trump.
He probably did.
Yeah.
You look like one dude that
voted. I look like a Trump voter?
No. Possibly. Did you vote for him?
Did I vote for Trump?
Yeah.
That man was pausing too. You seen that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Boy.
Why are you shocked? Huh?
Nothing wrong with supporting Trump, bro.
You know, there's a lot of Somali Trump supporters, right?
War kill people with different views.
Do you make the eye with that tongue, my G?
Hey, shout out to our boy
IRM,
you know yes. What I'm saying? Bootleg Trump out there.
No.
Wallahi, you guys are wild.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but seriously though, like
you know IRM. He's like a
what I really want to know is, right, what y'all think out there? You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts on our boy Bootleg Trump? You know what I mean?
Do we sound like Trump supporters? Because we talk about politics all the time, but we really never really said like, I hate Trump. We're always like, what do you think about Trump?
Listen,
we sound like we're trying to convince
No, actually, to be honest with you, I don't think we had a conversation about Trump.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like I need Hamzat in the room. Huh? Hamzat and AI, they got to be in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those
They're like
two
mad supporters. Like, yeah. They got the red hat and everything.
All of it. They need to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my brothers.
A great philosopher once said,
love is love.
Love is love. Peace and prosperity. Assalamu alaikum.